All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Sister Brunch here at the Essence Film Festival. We've just had such an amazing time talking to all of these beautiful, powerful, impactful Black women filmmakers here at Essence. And our next guest is no exception to that. In fact, she is a pioneer of what some folks call the urban reality series. We'll say it's the Black folk living our lives. Tracy Baker Simmons, thank you so much for being
Oh, thank you for having me. Yes. Definitely. Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us about the film that you have here at the festival or the project.
Yeah. So basically, actually, I was here doing a workshop.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, so you didn't have anything that was screening.
No.
You were teaching other people how to get their films into the festival.
Well, basically, the workshop was demystifying reality television. So it really was sort of just giving people insight into that side of the world of storytelling, because it still is a big part of entertainment, especially for us. And I think one key thing is to have more of us behind the camera, just as much as it is. Yes, because also it helps to really tell the story better.
Absolutely. You need people with the perspective of the subjects and the characters that you're watching. And often if you're not that, you're missing things. Mm-hmm. You don't have that same terminology. You don't know what's important. So
exactly.
I couldn't agree more. It must have been a bit lonely for you, especially in the beginning of your career, being one of the only people doing this. How did you get started, and what kept you going when it got tough?
Well, to be honest, when we initially started and created Being Bobby Brown 20 years ago now.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. We didn't know. Like, we knew, like, oh, this is a new space. This is happening. They said yes, and we charged forward. And then you're right that there was this space and time after that where people were like, well, who's next? And you're just like, well, I don't know who's next. Yes, we have to figure out how this works. And honestly, there was probably like 4 or 5 years where we were just trying to continue to develop and pitch. There were no agents to represent you. So agents was just starting to see how they fit into the equation. And your attorneys were like, well, I can get you meetings with the people. But honestly, the networks were really interested in working with previous network executives that had left the network to be in the space. Oh. And they didn't look like us.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now they do, because of what you're doing and these workshops you're giving here.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things that we are making sure we're going to do, especially in this season of Sister Brunch, is talk about financing, because I feel like, especially with our work, we don't talk about it enough. Sometimes we jump in and we find out how much things cost. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about, even if it's a ballpark, what would like an episode of reality TV, maybe take an example of a show you've done, and what do episodes cost? And then how do you raise funds to
do that? Yeah. Honestly, an episode of a reality show, a 1-hour show, could cost $300,000 to $500,000. But for an independent filmmaker, where you can have a smaller crew and a lot of less stipulations, maybe you could spend $100,000 to $150,000. But you always want to make sure you have good sound and good lighting.
Good sound and good lighting. I mean, I say it all the time. It's not just for podcasting, right? That's the number one. And good lighting, because we are multi-hued.
Exactly.
Right? And speaking of needing people behind the camera that look like us, who understand and make sure they light.
Yes. Exactly.
We
don't look ashy.
Exactly.
Very important. Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly, even when we started out with Being Bobby Brown, we self-financed that project.
You did?
Yes. That's how come we still own that.
What? Okay, wait. We have to talk about two things that are so important. So first of all, self-financing, and that you owned that, because I think that is also, you know, when you give your baby away to someone else, you might be happy that they're going to help fund it, but then you lose all control. So let's talk about both of these things. So self-financed, how did you even know how to do that at that point?
Well, honestly, I had, you know, worked on an independent film before, so I understood the world of raising money, and basically was raising money really to just start the company Like, we knew, okay, we have that money so we can have development costs and things like that. And we just basically spoke with the investor and said, can we actually have the money to take a chance on doing this show instead? And he agreed. So they accelerated the funding. But that's how we were able to get the money, was we...
How did you make those relationships with funders?
You honestly, it's
come to Essence. Go to the. Did you go to markets, like film markets? No, it's people you knew.
People we knew, yes. Just like talking to individuals. Because a lot of people, even from raising the money for the independent film, it was like, oh, people who want to have their names on a movie, or they want to be able to, you know, hang out with celebrities on a red carpet, yes, yes. And things like that. So we really, and
I mean, you said Bobby Brown, and you, that must have helped
a little bit. But honestly, it is like, it, you'll be surprised who's out there, but it is good to talk to finance people who do finance or who are managing funds, because they have clients. And then if you're in a state like Georgia or New Jersey that have tax credits, then basically talking to accounting and finance people, they could say, oh, we have a client who's interested or who wants to fund. And then you ask too. You ask friends and family, you know.
You have to get good at asking. You have to get, yes. Hold back, and because that's the hardest thing to ask for, I think,
yeah,
is money.
But exactly.
You just have to get good at it. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, so we also have a segment now on Sister Brunch called Let's Talk Tech. And we want to share kind of terminology. And we also haven't had a lot of people in the unscripted space. So especially, is there terminology or concepts that you need to know? Maybe people in the narrative space don't know those. But some kind of concept or terminology we should know.
Well, I think when we talk about Frankenbite.
What's that?
It's when we sort of move the words around. We change the sentence a little bit.
In the edit?
Yes.
Frankenbite. Okay.
Yes. But a lot of celebrities are really smart, and they put that in their contract, that we're not allowed to Frankenbite.
Got it. So that way they know you're not taking it out of context. What they
said. Exactly.
But in the meantime, I know for the editors, sometimes they're just like, how do we put
Yeah, how
together?
Do we say? Yes, exactly. So that's definitely like, that's a big deal to people, because it does make what you say mean something different if we do that. So that, I think, is one big thing. And then, honestly, I mean, just in normal, like when we go into a space, we go spray the room. Meaning shoot all the B-roll now before anybody arrives.
Yeah. Spray the room.
Yeah,
get
we
all
said
the
that to the day.
Because
yes.
You need to get that in before folks come
before
in.
Before bodies, yes.
Okay, spray the room. We got Frankenbite and spray the room.
Yes,
ah,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
And Tracy, the way that we met, I am so fortunate and proud that we're in Echo together.
Yes.
So I wanted to see if you want to take a chance to talk about what we do in Echo.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've been doing this for a while now. And the idea is having people in media come together, listen to policy and different things that matter or that is affecting us in government, and inputting that into our work as storytellers and, you know, filmmakers, producers.
Will you talk about an example of a time that you've done that?
Well, one project that we did, one big project that happened, especially during the Obama administration, was when Empire actually did the stuff on policing and racial profiling, that all actually stemmed from Echo.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, it did.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
The Fox executive that was a part of Echo said, okay, this is something that's important to the president. Let's push this into. And it really helped, because it sort of led a trend of people sort of saying, oh, this is smart. Let's start doing that.
I love it. It's really about civic engagement. It's about kind of translating the policies that are coming out of the White House so that the rest of us understand what we can do about them, and utilizing all of our storytelling power, our media power to help change things for the better, ultimately, right?
Or at least make the public aware, because sometimes people don't. I mean, I think especially right
just
now.
Awareness. Yeah. Especially right now.
Right
There's
now.
So much at stake.
So much at stake.
So
God.
Make sure you know.
Yes. Right?
You know who you're voting for. You know all your local people. You're at every level. And that's what we do at Echo.
Yeah.
I am so proud to have you on the Sister Brunch podcast.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes, and we will stay in touch. And is there, last thing, have you got any projects coming up that we should be watching for?
Oh, you know what? I don't have any new projects that are coming out right away, but I actually do have a platform called Reality TV Decoded.
Yes,
and I would love to people to go to it, to realitytvdecoded.com, sign up. I post previous webinars with other people as a resource library. I have a course on there that teaches people, one, about the business side of the industry, but also how to develop and package and pitch their own project.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. So I'll be utilizing it instead of my mentees, et cetera.
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. We're so proud to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. This is Tracy Baker Simmons, and you're listening to Sister Brunch.